All right.
For me, success is continuing to fulfill my potential. So it's always something I'm looking toward, not something I've achieved.
To me, success is doing something that you love to do that allows you to be of service to others, and it gives you a sense of fulfillment in your heart.
I think I chased success so much that I put happiness on hold for 20 years. And now I realize if I put happiness first, the success chases me.
Success is being able to have the control of your day-to-day, of your life, of having a freedom, financial independence. If you're doing it on your own schedule, that's success.
In essence, the fulfillment of knowing that you've done your best is my definition of success.
This is the Alden Report.
Hi, my name is Mike Alden. We are here in Blue Vase Studios, and I tell you, I'm super excited. I'm super amped up. I got my Blue Vase t-shirt on. I got my 99 cent glasses, of course, but I actually need them because the lights behind me are too bright. I got my Wicked Happy hat on. I'm super good. Lights blinking in the background. The backdrop's purple. Look at my hair. My hair's all crazy. I haven't even been to the gym yet. I haven't even showered yet, but I wanted to get into the studio because I wanted to tell you what we're doing. We've been at this for 7 years. 7 years providing you value each and every week, providing you value that, you know, with some of the biggest names in business have been on the Alden Report, and we do it for free, and we want to reward you. We want to reward our subscribers, the old ones, the new ones, and everything in between. We're going to start by giving away something each and every episode. Things like, I don't know, $100 Amazon gift cards. What about this? What about like cold hard cash? Not just the 100, maybe hundreds. Maybe it's going to be hundreds of dollars. It could be just $100 bill, or it could be hundreds. What about things like this? This right here is really special. My fingerprints are all over, but that's okay. This right here, 10 ounces of silver. This is 10 ounces of silver. It's worth about $230 right now. By the time you probably get it, it'll probably be worth a lot more because with the way inflation's going, it's going to be crazy. Now, what about things like luxury items? What about luxury items like this? Okay, this is a Breitling. Okay, Breitling Bentley. Breitling Bentley. See the Bentley right there? Maybe it's going to be actually my watch. You know, who knows? Maybe you'll get that. What about things like Apple Watches or PlayStations? We're going to be doing that each and every episode. Not each and every week, each and every episode. Well, what do you need to do? Well, you obviously need to be a subscriber of the Alden Report. We need you to start there, okay? Now, whether that's on iTunes or Spotify or obviously YouTube, we're going to be actually weighing YouTube a little bit more heavily. So we need to make sure that you subscribe on YouTube. Now, each and every episode, what do you need to do? You need to like we said before, you obviously need to subscribe. You need to share, and you need to comment. Like, subscribe, share, comment. Once you do that, you have then been entered into our weekly contest. When you do that, we're going to randomly pick a subscriber of the Alden Report, and you're going to get a special prize. It could be the silver. It could be the watch. It could be $100 cash. But here's one thing that I'll guarantee you. Each and every winner is also going to get the 99 cent glasses. We might even throw in a Wicked Happy hat. We want to reward you for the things you've done for us. We're going to continue to do some amazing things here on the Alden Report, and we want to thank you for your continued support. Again, my name is Mike Alden. This is the Alden Report. We're right here in Blue Bay Studios, and I can't wait to give you a prize.
This is the Alden Report.
All right. My name is Mike Alden. We are here in Blue Bay Studio. It's actually nighttime. We get the blue backdrop going right now. I still need to work on it a little bit, but I still think it looks pretty cool. And, you know, I haven't gone straight to the mic in a long time, but I figured, you know, why not do it tonight? I'm rocking the beard a little bit. Again, the studio is looking kind of fresh. But, you know, I want to talk about a lot of things. And, you know, I don't really go straight to the mic a lot. But, you know, I figured, you know, why not? Let's talk about some stuff. You know, one of the first things that I wanted to talk about is authenticity. You know, it's a term that a lot of people like to use. A lot of people kind of use it freely and think that they're authentic. And even myself, my authentic self, my true self. I was talking to someone about this, man. I've been wearing this hat for a while. I was talking to someone about this and, you know, about, you know, your true authentic self.
and what that really means. And years ago, when I passed the bar exam and became a lawyer, someone said to me, well, you're a lawyer, so you need to start acting like it. And, you know, there's some truth to that. There's some value to that. I said, well, you know, when I'm in court, I'm not dropping F-bombs in front of a federal judge, right? But I am still me. And I think so many of us, including myself, have held back and repressed who we really are as individuals because of what society deems acceptable. You know, I have a little bit of edge to me, and I think some people probably realize that, but I'm a lot edgier than my image is. Why? Well, because society doesn't like people being too aggressive, people, you know, using profane language. And, you know, there are others out there that are way bigger than me that do it, and they don't really care. And I don't care either. But at this stage of my life, I've realized that I think I can be both. I can continue to be me, and you can continue to be you. And if you have a little bit of edge, let that edge come out. You know, let it come out. If that's who you are, if you're a bit of a hothead, so to speak, you know, let it come out. Be who you are. Just recognize that, you know, if you go a little too fucking bananas, that there'll be consequences to that. And, you know, that's the thing that keeps society together, right? Laws and rules and moral codes, you know, keep people together. And these codes and even the laws, they evolve and they change. So what was acceptable, you know, in the 50s is no longer acceptable now. And then you have, you know, different ways how people express who they are as a person, whether they're male or female or trans or somewhere in between. That didn't exist in the 50s. And if it did, no one talked about it. Now, and if they did talk about it, it was derogatory. Now, if you were to do that, it's not societally correct. It's not really the best example that I'm trying to use, but there are things in this world that we have now been taught that it's just not acceptable to act that way or to be that way or to say certain things, you know. And I look, you know, behind me over my shoulder, my first book, Ask More, Get More, it was improper to ask for stuff, you know, ask for too much. It was considered gluttonous. But if you look at successful people, that's what they do. You know, they ask for more. So what I'm trying to say is, you're probably going to start seeing a little bit more authentic me, because I'm at a stage in my life where, quite frankly, I don't really care if people don't like it. And I think you should consider that as well. Consider really who you are, right? If you feel like you should be somebody else because other people told you to be somebody else, I think you know that that's happening. Like, you have to conform to a particular set of rules and obligations that aren't real, that are just made up societal rules. They're not laws. And if you don't fit in that box, then don't fucking stay in that box, right? If you don't fit in the box, don't stay in the box. You know, and I posted about this earlier too. It brings up another issue is I see all these people talking about, you know, don't forget where you came from. Don't forget where you came from. Well, yeah, of course. You know, you're always going to know where you came from, but don't stay there. Too many people stay there, and they think it's cool to be a fucking thug or you know, not get educated or not progress in life. You could still be that edgy person like I'm talking about right now. You could still have that little kind of chip on your shoulder, which I have now. But you don't have to stay there. You don't have to continue to do bad things. You don't have to continue to be poor. You don't have to continue to be, you know, a pariah. but you can be yourself and just recognize that, you know? You know, as I was thinking about this and thinking about even posting this, like, most people aren't even going to fucking see this. Most people don't even care about what I'm saying. And, you know, it frustrates me, I guess. But again, I think I'm at a point where, you know, if those listening or those watching, if it resonates with you and you like it, great. I'm psyched. I'm going to keep doing this stuff because I know that there is value in the things that I've done in my life and the successes that I've had in my life and the failures that I've had in my life. There is value to someone listening or watching right now, and they know that they've been through similar scenarios and that they can get through as well. And you can do it by being yourself. But the thing about all the stuff that I do and the books that I've written and the things that I say publicly, I do that a lot of times speaking to myself. But what I also realize is that people don't care because people just want to be entertained. People would rather see you dancing, you know, on a TikTok or doing some wacky, you know, prank on TikTok that's set up. People would rather see a fight in the streets that was also not even real because that's entertaining versus learning about other people's experiences in order to grow. Now, there's something to be said for what I just said, in which you can take that and use it to your advantage. The real message is that if you want to get people's attention in this world that we're living in today, this TikTok, this Instagram, this Facebook, this Snapchat, and whatever other social media medium exists out there today, and there'll be more, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. If you really want to break through, if you want to get people's attention, then you do have to entertain. That's just the world that we're living in, right? Knowing that, when you're trying to sell somebody something, be entertaining. Don't come out of the gate and try and sell them something. If you look at Geico commercials, they're entertaining. If you look at Allstate commercials, the mayhem guy, right? They're entertaining. You see, the big time marketers figured it out. And what's funny is my advertisements on television that have been so successful throughout the years, they're interview style infomercials. And guess what? They're entertaining. See, I knew this without even knowing it. So when you're thinking about selling something, when you're thinking about building your brand and you want to add value to people's lives, then be entertaining while doing it. You see, I don't know that these TikTok and these Instagram influencers are sustainable in life and in business by just dancing all day long. Like, I don't think that there's a long-term play there. And I don't think that these people realize that there isn't a long-term play there. So hopefully the money that they're making, they're taking it, investing it, and doing, you know, stuff that's going to bring them to the next level. But those videos and those Instagram profiles aren't going to last forever. The ones that are going to survive are the ones that are in fact providing entertainment and value, right? Entertainment and value, or just straight entertainment. Okay. So when you think about, like, I think about Harry Mack, right? Harry Mack is probably one of the best MCs, best freestyle MCs I've ever seen. Let's check him out. I watch him on Instagram all the time, and he's not necessarily, you know, providing value. He's providing entertainment, and he's not even selling anything. Oh, he's not even selling anything in the open, right? He's not saying, hey, buy my merch. Every once in a while he does. But what's happening is he's providing entertainment. He's getting paid by TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, and probably Snapchat. He's getting paid to do those posts. And because you like him, you're going to go check out his profile and you're going to buy his merch, right? Think about that for a second. That's how these guys and gals are making money. Mr. Beast is providing entertainment. Ninja is providing entertainment. And Ninja is also providing value by showing people how to play these games in a way in which you can be successful in winning in these games. So Ninja's doing both. So think about how you can provide entertainment. What could be entertaining that you could provide to people? What could you do that would be entertaining? Like this right here, I guess in theory, is entertainment. People may or may not be entertained by this. They may stick around. I don't know. But it's some form of entertainment. And there's a little bit of value mixed into this as well, right? Because I'm saying, hey, provide entertainment, you'll be able to sell more stuff. When you look at what's going on TikTok and all the things that are being sold on TikTok, they're not outwardly being sold by an ad trying to sell somebody something. What they're doing is they're entertaining you. They're building your trust. They're breaking down your barrier, your resistance to buy by entertaining you, making you smile, giving you those good feelings. And you're like, you know what? I think I'll buy those yoga pants, right? I think I'll go out and buy Hawaii bread, Hawaii rolls. My daughter learned about Hawaii rolls from TikTok because she was entertained by something. So you want to get people's attention. I want to get people's attention. I got to be more entertaining. That's it. I got to be more entertaining. Like I thought I was pretty entertaining on my podcast, but I think I need to be more entertaining, maybe a little bit edgier. I don't know. You tell me. If you're watching this right now and you think this is a little bit more entertaining and you like it, let me know. If you don't, maybe tell me what else I should do. But I know for a fact that if you do provide entertainment, you can in fact sell, right? Provide entertainment. And you can, in fact, sell. So I hope this was helpful. I feel like I needed to go straight to the mic tonight and add this to another edition of the Alden Report. I'm going to ask this. If you like this, if you feel like it has added value to your life, if you feel like maybe someone could watch this, maybe it's just the end of it, and you say, hey, you know what? You're trying to break away. You're trying to get people's attention. Maybe you watched the last couple minutes of Mike Alden's podcast on the Alden Report. If you feel like that this has been of value and entertaining for you, I'd ask that you share it. I'd ask that you rate it. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please go ahead and give me a 5-star rating. Rate it. Quick little write-up. If you're watching this on YouTube, share it. Comment on it, like it, right? If you're listening to this or watching it on Facebook, I mean, Facebook is actually getting rid of their podcast, but if you are, like for you to share it, okay? If you're listening to this on Spotify, same thing, and every other platform. And let me know, maybe some other things you want me to do that might be a little bit more entertaining for you. Let me know what those things are. So I can continue to grow and get better at what I'm doing as well, because your feedback will be useful for me, because hopefully the information I just gave you was in fact useful. All right, that's it. My name is Mike Alden. It's been another edition of the Alden Report, and we'll see you soon.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Wicked Happy. The way you live your life depends on your outlook, and theirs is simple. Be Wicked Happy. Wicked Happy provides you with apparel to make you smile. So if you want to be wicked happy and you want to look wicked cool, then visit wickedhappy.com. And at checkout, enter in the code RADIO for an additional 15% off your entire order. Again, visit wickedhappy.com. Apparel to make you smile.